Hi there. I'm Lisa Cashel, and I'm involved in the Dryden and District Agricultural Society as a director on the board. And we're really excited to be able to announce for 2021, this year, our long-awaited return of our fall fair. So the dates are August the 26th, 27th, and 28th, so our typical three-day fair, and we have lots of great activities planned for people.
Awesome. I bet lots of people are looking forward to getting back out there. If you could just give an overview of what people can expect and look forward to doing that weekend.
For sure. Thank you. So the biggest change that we have with our fair this year is we were unable to bring in a midway. So the midway wasn't available to us with everything that has been happening with COVID. So we've had to make some changes and enhance some of the other programs that we're offering. So basically everything will be at the fair that you usually would expect to see except for the midway. So we've got our exhibit hall, which will be filled with vegetables, baking, crafts, photography, all those types of things. We're going to have all of our animals Friday and Saturday. We've got full days of horse shows. Friday, we've got our cattle show, which runs most of the day. And, of course, the end of that day is, the pinnacle of it is our market beef auction. So our 4-H kids that have been raising their beef animals all year will auction those animals off on Friday night. We've also got some really fun activities for the kids, so we've got lots of games planned, some bouncy houses that we're bringing in from Dom's Inflatables. Nomad Mobile Laser Tag is coming and setting up. We've got some really great partnership with some local clubs, so as an example, one of them, a newly formed group called the Dog Squad, which has based their home on our grounds, they're going to be doing some neat canine skill demonstrations throughout the fair. So lots of really fun things going on. The center of the fair this year will be our entertainment. So as usual, we will have a full slate of entertainment running all 3 days, and there will be no distractions because there won't be a lot of loud noise from the midway. So everybody on the grounds should be able to hear that great local entertainment coming out of our Neil Moody entertainment stage.
Good to hear. COVID protocols or anything else people should know going into the fair, admission price, parking?
We always have lots of parking. Admission for adults is $6. Members is $5. Children 12 and under are free. So there's lots of opportunities for families to come out for a really kind of inexpensive day at the fair. And we're hoping that people will come out multiple days, you know, put a ton of work into this. So we're just really hoping that people take advantage of all the different things that we have going on. As for our COVID protocols, you know, anytime we're entering the buildings, we're sanitizing. We're recommending that if you're unable to socially distance, that you are wearing a mask. We're comfortable that we've got a lot of space. We've got a lot of fun things going on. People can do whatever they are comfortable with, but we will post our protocols as well closer to the date, because as we know in this environment, things can change and change rather rapidly. So we will have all that listed on our website and on our Facebook page.
Makes sense. Okay, good to know. Any other highlights that you may want to talk about at the fair? The 4-H milkshakes I know people probably missed.
So that's always a big pull, is the 4-H milkshake booth, and that will be running for sure. We've got our corn booth and beef on a bun and all those usual things that you are looking for. But I also want to mention that we're starting off with our parade like we usually do, Thursday at 6:30, and a good route through town, but also we're inviting anyone to participate. And we have a new contest this year. So normally we have a few stores in town that decorate, and so this year we're offering an extra prize for the best decorated storefront or business front. So that'll be kind of fun as well.
Nice. And just ending it off, what does it mean to you and the Agricultural Society to have the fall fair back in some capacity?
Well, we have been running fairs in Dryden for over 100 years, and it is unprecedented that we had to take a year off, you know, so a lot of us work for a very long time to put these events on, and we're just super excited to have the opportunity to welcome the community back in, to educate a little bit about agriculture and what's going on in our area, and just to have a really good end to our summer and a good start to our fall. So really come on out, support your local agriculture. I know the farmers market is going to be set up on the fairgrounds on Thursday, so that's an extra good reason to come in and do some shopping. And thanks to all our partners who have offered some great other opportunities, clinics and demonstrations and such to give us all a little bit more to look forward to.
Awesome. Okay, that was all my questions. Anything else to add?
You can find us on our Facebook page at Dryden and District Agricultural Society, and we do have a master schedule posted right at the top of the page. It changes all the time as we add new events, so keep checking back. And we look forward to welcoming everyone into our 2021 fair.